You're now tuned into The Essentials, and I'm your DJ, Skywalker Mike. I got some lovely hosts with me. You know, it's really all our show. So, you okay, whenever you're ready, intro yourself.
Oh, I thought you were going to intro me.
Oh, you guys, yeah.
Nah.
I thought you guys had it.
It's your girl, Callie Alley.
And
hi, guys.
Got a guest.
Yo, hi, it's Young Flocko, it's your boy.
Young
What's
Flocko.
Up? Young Flocko.
Hi,
hi, I'm Ace Sincere.
Yeah.
I rap.
Very
sing.
Good friend.
Oh, yeah, I do the Soundflip pod.
Yeah, we do other podcasts.
Talking about movies sometimes.
Sometimes, or aliens and shit. But
yo, Area 51, real place.
Yeah.
So we're going to raid it together.
Yeah, we're going to go
yes.
to it's going to be like a Soundflip Essentials Area 51 collab
meetup.
We're all gonna do like a podcast together.
We're gonna go Pokemon dope. Hunting.
We're gonna do
Area
51 alien
dope.
Shit.
But anyways, yeah, we asked you on because you're gonna be dropping a project soon.
Yeah, man. You know, just out here working, trying.
Yeah,
but yeah. Album drops August 30th. I'm pretty sure by the time this drops, it'll be out. So,
go
leap of faith.
To that.
Yeah. My
really
man.
Dope. We got a chance to listen to it. But before we get into your project, kind of want to get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
For the people that don't know you.
Yeah,
so,
who are you?
Yeah, ask me all the normal people questions, guys.
What?
What is your favorite?
What are normal?
Because I feel like some radio interviews are just like.
No.
I feel like.
What?
We're gonna
I don't know. It. Ask me where my favorite burger's at. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese?
It's the warm up. You got to warm it up first.
You
yeah.
had like weird radio interviews or something?
No, I don't think I'm like too accustomed to them, so it's
okay.
You listen to
well,
them
this
a lot.
Isn't a
yeah, I listen to podcasts and radio interviews a lot.
For you sure. think we're gonna drill you?
Pause, but yeah.
This guy.
The theme tonight is weird, guys. Apparently,
okay.
we're on some weird shit.
Weird
yo,
today
shit. We're not gonna talk.
But
oh,
yes, who is
yeah.
sincere?
Oh no, yeah. I started off listening to my dad and my uncle rap when I was like 8, and I started coming around the scene when I was 16. Hit up Noah, be like, hey man, can I come to open mics? When the vibe was open, it was 18 and up, and Noah still let me in, so shout out to Noah. Then yeah, kind of just went through seasons of trying to figure out who I was, because my dad battle rapper, but like the type of music I make now, we're super night and day. But like listen to like a lot of like 50 Cent, Mobb Deep, Tupac, like growing up. But then I got into playing like Guitar Hero and discovered my love for like alternative and indie, and wanted to sing and Linkin Park and Avenged Sevenfold, and yeah so it got me super like, and I wanted to sing, and then I discovered like Disney movies and like musicals. Like Hairspray is one of my favorite musicals like ever.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah,
really?
I knew that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You say that so proudly. I admire that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Hairspray's dope.
I don't know about the
Mamma Mia is dope too.
One. I'm sorry. I refuse to see that. I'll see the original one with Ricky Lake.
Yeah.
But the one with John Travolta.
Look, man, Zac Efron killed
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Ooh, he always kills it. But no.
But yeah. No. Yeah. So my music range is very wide. Then I grew up in church playing bass and singing. I was telling Ali earlier, and then. That's always been like my comfort zone, and the rapping's more of just like my me coming out of my shell every single day, every single time I perform and like rap and all that. So I'm pretty comfortable in it now. But like starting up, I was very like wanting to be somebody else and like trying different things and different flows and rapping about like drugs and stuff. And I was like, I'm straight edge. So like
when you were like 12.
I was 16.
You're rapping
about
drugs?
Yeah, I said. Well, I thought it was a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
in high school, like talking about smoking. Yeah. Like, I was that kid that like smoked, like very rarely, but didn't. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
And then like people that drink, and I never. I mean, like I kind of drink now, but like people like talk about it all the time. It's just not me.
Choice
and
of
I used
drink.
To do that.
What's your choice of drink?
Mixed drink or like beer?
No, just straight up alcohol. Like
oh,
liquor.
Fireball.
Really?
Cold Fireball.
Yeah.
What?
Chill. Hurt my throat.
No, I like chill Fireball. But which flavor though? They have a few.
So just
do.
Classic Fireball. I didn't know they had extra flavors.
I think they have different.
Best holiday drink is you mix Fireball with horchata.
holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Christmas.
Yeah. Gatherings.
Just get the rum chata. Have you heard of
No,
that?
That's a shot. That's a cinnamon toast crunch shot, actually.
Or you could put some gold tequila with tamarindo. That's very refreshing.
Interesting.
I'll have to try that now.
But oh, yes. Anyway, but I do want to go back to like when you started music. Sorry, now I'm getting thirsty. Okay. What was the first track you recorded ever?
Ever? Oh, yeah. Man. It's a song called, I think it's somewhere like my uncle's computer. It's called Doing My Thing with like my dad and my uncle.
Can you perform a little bit?
Thing with an A. No.
Do your thing.
I don't know why your facial expression when you said that. It was like, it was pretty, I need to hear this.
How was the hook? You can catch me in the streets, straight rolling. Girl on my side while I'm keeping focus. I keep a real 100 and you notice. Cause I'm doing my, yeah, that's so trash.
Kind of sounds country.
Yeah.
What? How?
I don't know. It's just the way he's saying it. Oh, just sound country.
But yeah, no.
Twang. Was it country?
No, it was a country. Oh. God, no.
He's a god. Hey.
I hated country till Lil Nas X changed
it. Really?
No, I'm just kidding. No. There's like some country songs. Like Tennessee Whiskey's like one of my favorite karaoke songs. But yeah, no, yeah, that was like my first song like ever. My uncle and my dad like admired those guys when it came to like rapping and using my uncle's studio and all that. And yeah, now I'm better than the both of them.
What?
I tell them that all the time though. No shade at all. I love those guys. But I tell them all the time. I'm just like, it's okay. I
said past you guys. Have you featured any of them on any of your tracks?
Not in a long time. Okay.
Next album.
Me and my dad, nah. I don't think we'll ever, like...
It'll happen.
Well, like, it so... I'm not going to be featured... They won't be featured on my stuff. But I already told my uncle I was going to executive produce his next project. Because he's a part of Black Cloud Music now. So, yeah, I told him his next project. Because he, like, fell in off for a minute. For so, sure, he's coming back. And I was just like, hey, like, whatever you need. And then my dad, he doesn't record anymore. He just straight up does, like, battle rap now.
It's just like so, a hot.
Well, my dad does like Spanish battle rap.
It's a lifestyle now.
Never heard of Spanish battle rap.
It's just a lifestyle for him.
Yeah. So Spanish battle rap is actually really big in New York and Mexico.
So what did you grow up listening to? Like, what was your dad playing when you were little? My
dad had a Ford F-150 with the DVD / CD player that had this TV screen on it. So he used to buy those mixtapes that came with music videos. So it used to be just like a lot of just like whatever was popping at the time, like Young Jock or The Game, Tony Yayo.
Yeah,
but
so your dad
CDs.
Was bumping.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a cool dad.
Oh, my parents are really young. Actually, my parents had when they were 16.
So like my parents
are. They could just be really cool.
My parents are gonna be 40 this upcoming year.
Wow, they're young.
Yeah, so I'm 22. Yeah, so
could be your mom. Aw, sincere. He's like, don't even say that.
What?
Because that's like close to my age.
Oh my God.
We're 11 years apart. That's bad. But yeah, no, yeah, my parents are very young, which I like appreciate because I get to do more stuff with them and relate to them. You know what I mean? But yeah, cool. So that was a lot of stuff my dad was bumping. And then I got tired of because my brother was like in love with like It's Going Down, my Young Jock. I heard that song all the time.
Yeah.
It's going down. Verse number two, do the damn thing. Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
But yeah, that was a lot of like what I grew up listening to. But then I came out of my shell when like Tar Heel came out and I was like, yo, what's this song? What's this song? And then I picked up playing bass because like in middle school, I wanted to be like that cool kid. So I started going like to church because my friends from school were going to this church in San Bernardino. Then I went, I just fell in love with it. And then they're like, oh, we're looking for like a guitarist in the band. I was like, oh, I could play guitar. I didn't have no musical training at all. I went to band practice once, just saw everybody. And they were like, oh, we need a bassist. And I was like, oh, I could play bass too. And then I literally like went home, took whatever money was in like my drawer, went to the pawn shop, bought like a $100 bass, and then taught myself. Yeah.
That's determination right there.
Yeah.
Did they ever find out you took the $100?
No, it was like, it was my own money.
Oh.
It wasn't from my parents.
Oh, I thought you
said nah.
From your parents. That would have been a better story.
Nah. Actually, I grew up living in my grandma's house, so I stayed at my grandma a lot. I wouldn't steal from her.
Never.
No.
Not from the grandma.
She would just give me the money.
Damn. I don't like the way you said that.
Give me the money.
No, not like that.
You're
but no.
Grandma, give me your money.
Bolita, funds. Now. No. And my grandma was like, my great-grandparents had 9 kids.
Dang.
And I was like the favorite out of like all like the kids and grandkids and
why
all that.
Why were you the favorite?
Or are you the youngest?
Because I'm sincere. Oh. No, I'm not the youngest. I'm not the youngest, actually. No, they took care of my mom growing up. So I was on my mom's oldest. Mm-hmm. So they just gravitated towards me. Which I got like a lot of family upset. But I own like my great grandparents' house now and like live there. Like, yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Pays off to be the favorite. Yeah. When my grandma passed, she just left me and my mom the house and her, like her will and all that. Like,
see, I told you, people can give houses. I said if somebody gave me a house today, remember? I would live there. And she's like, who's going to give a house?
Who's going to give you a house? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, my great-grandparents left us their house and all that.
Take care of that house.
Oh, yeah, we're fixing it up, like, as we speak. Yeah.
So we're throwing a party next week for your album release?
Not next week. Oh, not at the house. I mean, y'all can sleep there if you want, but we're not throwing a party there.
Parties.
But, yeah.
So how did you, like, after you bought the bass, you...
I started watching Tabulous videos. Tabulous is, it tells you like the numbering on the fret you're supposed to be on, what string. So I started playing like that. And then I just started like learning how to read chords and stuff like that.
Do you find it like more difficult to hear the song and then learn it? Or
well, so now like I'm able to play by ear. Like I can hear something and then I'll just pick it up right away.
I hear that's really, really, I hear like that's the hardest way to learn a song.
It's hard. But there's a lot of people that like, I have the ability to like be able to read music as well, but also play by ear. Which I know a lot of people that play by ear but don't know how to read music, don't know how to, like their chords and stuff like that. So, but yeah.
I want to learn how to read music.
You said that was in middle school?
That was in middle school, yeah. But I didn't take it seriously until I was like 14. So it was like my freshman, sophomore year. Yeah.
Did he turn out to be the cool kid?
And
what? He said he wanted to be like the cool kid.
I thought I was.
Family or in school?
For bass, like
learning to play the
bass. I think just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I am. I thought I was. Because I had like a taper and a blowout like all through high school.
How do you see pictures?
Yikes.
I'll show you. Yeah, I had stretched ears.
I gotta see.
My senior year, I was like, I need to change it up. So I did like a tapered up faux hawk. It was really crazy. My hair was super majestic though. I loved it.
Ew.
You had a faux hawk?
Yeah, that's I'll show you a picture
dope.
Right
yes.
now. But yeah.
And play doing my thing as you show me.
Oh
this
God, I took it off of everything. My goodness.
Oh, it's in your uncle's computer. I know where it's at.
I'll send it to you if I ever find it.
Dope.
Plot twist. I'm just gonna find it and delete it.
We're gonna put that as the essentials intro. Doing my thing.
God. Please don't. Yeah, wow. That was my hair in high school.
Hey, it's lit, guys. If only you could see.
Use that as the cover art for the pod.
Seriously, it has a face.
We should post this on our story if you guys are tuning in.
Yeah, you said the barbershop name? The barbershop is called House of Fades.
That's what's up.
I like it.
House of Fades. Damn.
But yeah.
Are you going to do it? You kind of have something going on.
Oh, I just have a...
kind of something going on. Like a mohawk?
It's just a comb over. Just come
I like it.
I look like a soccer player.
So I see experiments a lot poof. With the hair.
Yeah, my hair grows. My hair is really thick, actually. I go to haircut every week.
Mm. Mine called it a poof.
It's a poof.
My hair
every week? Will you get, like, you say your girlfriend?
My girlfriend? No, I don't have a girlfriend.
I thought that's what you said. Who cuts your hair every week?
My boy, Eric.
How did you get Eric confused with girlfriend?
I thought that's I heard girlfriend.
I go to the barber every week, or I get my cut every week.
Yeah, yeah. I go to barbershop every week because my hair is super thick.
Damn.
Like, when it's not faded up, like, it gets, like, itchy, and I'm just like, plus it gets hot. Plus I'm a big dude. I get hot pretty quick.
Dang. So you and Skywalker Mike, you should go get some haircuts.
You can go with me.
It's too expensive.
No, yeah, I shoot my barber, like, $25 every time.
That's nice. Yeah. Is that with tip?
That's with tip. So that's it's like nice. 20 for a haircut and then $5
mine's
tip.
Mine's 30 nice. Without the tip.
That's what you don't tip, do you?
No.
I know, didn't you? You don't.
Mike's like, how much is it?
Nah, I've been going to him
cool,
for
that's
a
all
while.
You're getting.
Like, yeah, that's like his
Mike, you need to tip.
It's the homie. Like tip 9 years hairstyle. Already.
9 years, he said. That's a 9 year homie.
Tip the homie. Year. You should even tip him more because you know him. The struggle is real out here, Mike.
It is. I agree. That's why I'm
like, I like
30.
My barbershop, though, because, like, all the, like, everybody there is, like, cuts really good. Yeah. But also, like, they don't pay rent for, like, a chair or anything. Like, everybody's just in the business together.
Oh,
so what they do is they just give the barbershop 30% of every haircut, and then they keep the rest.
Wow.
Super cool.
Nice.
I love it.
Back to the bass. So do you remember the first time where you went to a concert and you were just checking out the bass player and you just were,
man.
Like, admired?
I went to go see, I think it was my freshman year. I went to see Avenged Sevenfold with Asking Alexandria, Black Veil Brides, and...
I didn't know you were into, like, metal.
I wasn't. But they opened up for them, so I had to sit through it. Plus Hollywood Undead. Hollywood Undead, I thought was dope. They're really trash and corny.
Yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, I used to like check out the bassists all the time and then watch a lot of like bass cover videos and all that. So yeah, that was like the first concert I went to that was very like,
and it just blew your mind.
I was just watching the bassists, yeah. Nice. And it really blew my mind until I saw Johnny Christ, which is Avenged Sevenfold's bassist.
They're good. I like them. They just dropped something new not that long ago.
I stopped listening to Avenged Sevenfold after their drummer died. After the Rev died, their music kind of changed and I was just like, this doesn't sit well with me. So
yeah.
Recipes, yeah, but yeah.
Nice.
That was my first. But now I'm into jazz fusion and like there's this band called the Dirty Loops. They do like different covers. Like they do like Adele, Justin Bieber, and Britney Spears, but they funk it out like crazy. Yeah. So stuff like that was like my favorite.
I like funk.
That reminds me of Apollo Bebop. Have you heard of them?
Cowboy Bebop? Like the anime?
Apollo Bebop?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wasn't he from...
That's a band from Santa Ana.
Yeah, I'll say it's Orange County. Orange County.
They're like jazz fusion too.
That's yeah, jazz fusion. I know
Apollo
crazy.
Hill.
Never heard of that.
Or Omar Apollo.
Yeah,
right. Apollo Creed.
Apollo
Creed.
Omar Apollo is really dope. Hey. I think he's the dopest out of all these Apollos.
Yeah, he's cool. He cool.
He cool.
Yeah, I thought.
What's the most difficult song that you learned? Took you a while.
That I needed to take like a lot of time on is actually this gospel song.
Ooh.
Called. It's Gonna Take a Miracle. Mm-hmm. I think it was on like the Evan Almighty soundtrack and everything.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. It's by Leanne Rimes. Like we played it at church once and then that thing was like super crazy, but I learned it pretty quick.
I always wanted to ask the question because when I go to church, I'm not going to lie, like the worship team, it gets me going and it gets like it opens, mm-hmm. you know, my mind and gets the Holy Spirit in me so I can like take in the message that's about to be presented to me, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel when you perform at church versus performing at a, like a local show?
I like performing at church more because that's not about me. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Cool. I'm a vessel because like when I play bass, like my energy switches from like when I rap because like you could be playing like a gospel song, but like I get super into it. Like I stomp, headbang, move around a lot. I dance when I play. Like that's just it's my bag. This is what I enjoy doing. Yeah. I enjoy that because it's not about me. Mm-hmm. And then I have a whole team with me. Mm-hmm. So I'm not like people are just eyes on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I've never got the opportunity. I'm like, damn, I wonder how it is. Like when I look up and I'm like, how does it feel performing up there?
Yeah. I don't consider it performing, actually. I just consider it leading.
Leading.
Because you're leading people into church. You know what I mean? Right, you're leading people into like Holy Spirit or that energy or that vibe or... introducing them to like God or like even just inviting God into wherever you're at, you know what I mean?
Yeah
Does
it get political at church because you're not necessarily
the church I'm at now? I go to the Rock Church in Palm Desert, so I make that drive every week. But that's just because I'm very close with like the pastor and his sons. Like I've known them for years.
That's dope.
And they're very like, it's not like religion, it's just mm-hmm. just like believe in God, this is what the Bible mm-hmm. says, go mm-hmm. with that. We don't They don't really speak about like religion at all. It's just so God says, the word says, let's go with that. Very like spiritually led, pray on everything they preach about. They're like stay very in prayer with everybody on their team. Like, and it's a smaller church too, which I love. Yeah. Like, I think the most like the biggest service we have is probably like a good 75 to 100 maybe at most. But compared, I used to go to the Rock Church in San Bernardino, and that seats 3,000.
Whoa.
So moving from that to like a smaller church, like because one in San Bernardino, it's more intimate.
3,000 people, that's intense.
I performed in front of that full, like a sold out, like
no, that's not performing, that's leading.
Actually, no, so this time is different because this is performing, because every year the Rock San Bernardino has a conference mm-hmm. for women mm-hmm. called GNO, Girls Night Out, mm-hmm. during Christmas.
Oh, that's cool.
And they actually had me rap last year.
Oh, it's during Christmas?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm. So like that one I actually considered performing because we did, you ever seen Sister Act?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The first one?
Yes. I think it was from Sister Act 2 though. No, I think it's the first one. Joyful, Joyful. We did that song.
Which one's the one Lauryn Hill's in? Is that the third one?
That's Joyful, Joyful. Oh, okay. Oh no, that's the second one. Second sister act. But yeah, we did that song. Dang. And I did the rap in that song.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Should we hear a little bit of this sister act rap?
Let's oh my God. Do I remember it?
Dead.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. And in my life, I put none before thee. Yeah, it was very 90s. It was very like, it was 90s. Like a black dude and a white dude in a duo wearing like their best Fresh Prince of Bel Air like attire.
And it was the same bop like in the 90s. Like it was like, hey.
Yeah, pretty much.
They never changed the dance.
Yeah, not that at all.
That same little bop.
But yeah.
Love the 90s.
And throughout your whole, I guess you would say like your music career, would you say that you've always kind of stayed consistent with, you know, playing in church and going to church?
Yeah, I've stayed consistent with playing in church. I wasn't very consistent in like my faith though.
Okay.
Now I'm like very solidified, but like growing up, figuring out who I wanted to be or what I wanted to do music wise, I was very like in and out of like of who I wanted to be. Putting up a front where like, oh yeah, I'm like super holy, I go to church, and then I'm rapping about like smoking and all that in right. high school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like trying to battle people because I thought I was dope. Yeah,
it's crazy. But how would you say that you feel like now as far as like, you know, like your faith?
Super, it's solid. Like you can't not see me and then not be like, oh yeah, he does. Like my best way of going about it is just like wherever I go, I try to like reflect God as much as I can. Granted, like I'm imperfect, I still cuss and I drink every now and then, but the goal is kind of just ultimately just push love and kind of what God's about, and you know what I mean. But yeah, I'm pretty solidified, and I try to study theology as much as I can. I'd go to Bible college, but it's expensive.
How expensive?
Yeah, they are expensive.
How expensive are we talking?
There's one in San Bernardino. It's pretty pricey. Like not more than like 10,000, but still pretty expensive.
10,000.
Yeah. Because well, like the goal to go to Bible college is like you get your degree to be you get your degree in theology.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Or to even be ordained. So, yeah.
Hey. Yeah. You can marry me in the future?
Like marry you or like lead the wedding?
Oh,
lead the wedding.
Like an ordained can actually give the right to marry.
Yeah,
somebody.
An ordained minister can. Yeah.
So if I want to get married, I just hit you up like, yo.
But if I'm ordained,
you can
I'm
learn
down.
To do that on the internet, can't yeah. you?
Just why are you taking
YouTube
Bible
University?
Bible University away from this?
I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna be.
I don't want no internet.
Reverend
degree.
Sincere. I want to be a legit. Reverend. I don't want to be a pastor.
Ooh,
what's the
reverend.
Difference? Yeah, if tight. You can explain that for people.
I don't. I mean, again, I'm imperfect, so I don't know. But I don't think there's a difference between like a reverend and a pastor. I think it's just a title.
I think it's just.
But I know the difference between like a reverend and a deacon. That makes sense. But yeah, again, I could be wrong. If you're listening to this and I'm wrong, let me know, please. Teach me. Teach me, because I'm imperfect and I
want to know. Was it difficult to make the switch? Because I feel like now you're, I guess, more, since you're more stable.
I'm more sincere? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're more sincere. Or, you know, in your faith. Was it difficult to make the switch from, you know, talking about, you know?
No. Because it's always been something I, like, talk about. But, like, music-wise, it was just challenging myself not to make something that was like everybody else.
Yeah.
But everything flowed pretty well. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, talking about God or just talking about myself or putting stories together and all that. Hey, guys, turn around. We have a guest. It's you.
Who's our guest? Did you knock, sir?
Guest just walked in.
We didn't hear you knock. I can't believe you.
Yuck.
Cam Archer
we
is
are at Serious Cartoon.
We are
at
Serious
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Yes. So people do come in, Liz.
I don't know if I mentioned that at the beginning.
Knock.
I'm pretty sure
you
I
didn't
did.
Mention that in the beginning. Mike's like, wait, did I intro?
I was gonna, and then y'all.
Well, we usually outro it. We always thank her. Yeah. Or maybe I'm tripping. Do we intro?
Way to go, Mike. You're supposed to start it off.
Yeah, Michael blew it.
Dang, Skywalker Mike.
But we're here.
But yeah, but I don't think the change was like super difficult. I think it was the rebranding of myself and kind of showing people like what I'm about now and not being like a generic kid that wanted to rap or like talk about like drinking and smoking, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Doing drugs. You were doing your thing.
With an A.
Was he doing?
Thing with an A.
He wasn't doing drugs.
What
do you mean?
No, he at 16 he said he was.
Yeah, in high school
yeah,
I used to like
yeah, you're right.
smoke. Air quotes. Right. Because I used to like
weed is not a drug.
Smoke very rarely.
No, that's why he went like this. Air quotes.
But it's all testimony now. What I've learned is like in Christian, like people like will backlash you.
Yeah.
But like if you say it's in your testimony, then it's okay, which is pretty funny. But
that yeah, is pretty funny.
It's funny.
Yeah. Well, let's get into I guess your new.
Hey.
Your new yeah. project.
Hey, no, Leap of Faith. Yes.
It's yeah, no. Leap of Faith.
Leap of Faith, yeah.
Yes.
It's funny. I've had the, actually my last album Prophet, like I've had this concept in mind since before that album even dropped. I just didn't know what it was going to sound like, and I didn't know exactly what the storyline was going to be. And I think I changed the storyline like 3-4 times. And then it just, through the process of actually recording it, me and Ogash kind of just like, this is what it's going to be, hashed it out, took out what we wanted to, added in what we needed to, and yeah.
Hmm. Actually, I want to backtrack a little bit and talk about how you came across Brick to Your Face and Noah.
Okay.
Was it just like...
Well, my dad, my dad and Noah grew up battling together.
Oh, okay.
So I've always knew about the common ground because of like my dad and my uncle.
Mm.
And then I just started like whenever I could, I would just go to shows until I got my car and I turned 18.
Right.
Like I would just go very rarely, and then once I got my car, I was like, "Cool, I'm out of here." Like I'm going to every show, every open mic.
He said Noah would hook it up and get him in.
Yeah, Noah used to get me in. Just
I just didn't know how he knew about yeah. Noah.
Once, yeah, because no one knew my dad, so no one would be like, "Oh, your Burns and Son, yeah, for sure, come on in."
Nice.
$10, but come on in, yeah.
And that's where you came or found Ogash and everybody else.
Cam was the first person I found.
Okay,
which Cam? We know
Cam Archer. Sorry, Cam Archer. I forget. There's multiple Cams.
There, it really is.
Cam Girl, Cam Gnarly,
Cam in China.
Cam in China? Who's that? I never heard
is
of that.
Is it Cam China?
Yeah. They're familiar.
See, you had me second guessing myself. I was like, wait, did I get it wrong? Because I'd be butchering names.
I don't But yeah, Cam was the first person I came across. And slowly, I think Cam was like the first person that like was my friend.
Aww.
Hey. But then.
But he's not nice usually, so that means y'all had something special.
No.
Cam's not nice.
Cam used me as far as like, I'm tired of hosting. You should take over.
This is true. He is nice to Liz.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just because Liz is just like super nice.
She's so.
Callie's just sassy sometimes.
You guys don't deserve to be.
All the time.
I'm sassy all the time.
Ooh, not all the time. Girl.
It's a joke.
And then I get.
She
sassy.
Said it in a sassy voice. I'm sassy all the time.
All the time. There you go. Mike at Mike. So and you would start hosting.
It's a good sass.
Yeah. Well, I asked Noah. I was like, hey, I really want to host open mics. And open mic was like nobody wanted to be at the Common Ground that early, so I would get there like. Super early, right before, like, I remember getting there, like, right when Leon got there. Like, Leon was security. So I used to get there right when Leon got there.
Wow.
And I would just shop it up with Leon until Noah got there. Be like, oh, yeah, man, I'm here to host. So, you know, I was very peppy and wanting to get to work. And, yeah. And then my first actual show I hosted was for Fame Kills.
Hey.
He asked me to host his, I think it was a release party for him. Yeah, I think it was one of Fame's release parties. And then once I hosted that, Noah was like, hey, putting together these summer events if you want to host once a month. Then I went from that to becoming resident host after Cam stepped down. Yeah, it was cool. Kind of worked my way up.
And you guys now still do events together.
Yeah. Yeah,
kind of?
I guess.
No, I don't you guys not sure what
like
we do?
Not excited. Like,
yeah.
Nonchalant.
No, we don't. I don't think we throw shows together anymore.
No.
No.
We just go to each other's shows. I think that's what it is.
Oh,
we're on each other pretty often.
Yeah.
A support system. That's nice. Okay.
I don't think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen Cam like every single week since I met him. Like we're around each other that often.
Wow.
Jinx.
Personal jinx.
Damn. Then is that how you came across Ogash? And
I met Ogash at Clash City Station after the Vibe closed down. We had that new venue.
Wow.
I knew of Ogash, and then I was just like, I got to meet this guy, and he was DJing that night because I don't think Khalid could make it. So
that
I like I walked
2 years ago, wasn't it?
It was like three.
No, yeah.
Three now.
It was like three. Yeah, it was like 3 years ago.
It was longer. Yeah. To be honest,
think so?
I think it was close to four because I think I was fresh out of high school when I met Ogash.
Wow.
But yeah, go to Clash. Saw Ogash in DJ booth. Walked up, met him and his girlfriend. I was like, hey bro, nice to meet you. My name's Sincere. He was like, oh yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Okay. And
sounds
then
like Leo.
And then he was posting on Facebook, and I was like, hey, bro, I play bass. And then he texted me. He was like, hey, you should come through. And then I just went to his house. We just put together, like, a couple remixes. Like, remixed 24K Magic by Bruno Mars and did,
Yeah, you guys do that live still, huh?
We haven't done that in forever.
Really?
We haven't done that since we opened up for Curtis. Well, we used to play for Curtis. Oh, but yeah, okay. We used to open up with that all the time.
Right.
But yeah, slowly just went from us, like, me playing bass for him, and then us playing with Curtis, and then me and Leo just started, like, we worked on an album together, and then super close friends ever since. So since, like, 2017, we've been pretty solid.
Nice. So at Leap of Faith, how many tracks are on the album?
Eight.
Why yeah. eight? Is that your lucky number?
People's attention spans are very short.
Thank you. Yes, I agree.
It was going to be seven, and then right as I was wrapping up the album, I heard this one song that inspired me to write another one, which kind of fit perfectly. Mm-hmm. Last album had Fall Away Part 1 and 2, and then I added Fall Away Part 3, very, like, last song of the album. But yeah.
Yeah, what do cool. you feel when you listen to it back now, like, recently?
Oh, I got tired of listening to it for a minute. Because we're like, no, well, now I'm not. Because we got the final mix in. Mm-hmm. And we, like, it kind of just feels, like, fresh and new now. Good. Yeah. So now that I got the final mix, I'm, like, super excited for it now.
So today, were you listening to it at all?
Yeah.
Which track were you listening to today?
Listen to the whole thing on the way back from Palm Desert. Because I drive out there on Sundays for church and all that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, you was feeling good.
Oh, yeah. I was just like,
that's the playback. Test.
Yeah, well, plus, next week I have my album release party, so I'm just practicing.
At your house, right?
It's not in my house.
Yes, it is.
It's at the venue Grand Terrace. We'll throw. Actually, I live on half an acre, so we can always throw a backyard show.
See?
Once my backyard is like fixed,
we're gonna watch movies back there.
Oh, actually,
because
we talked about doing, like, movie events. I actually own an outdoor theater. So like, it's an inflatable one, and then I have a projector. Yeah,
inflatable outdoor theater.
Mm-hmm. So you
like the screen.
Like the screen. The screen's inflatable. Was like, you blow it up and there's seats and chairs and everything already built in.
My heart.
Yo, let's go.
I have an inflatable screen, a projector.
Wow.
Yeah,
and I just usually connect my laptop or my Xbox to it with HDMI and boom.
Nice.
Super easy setup. Yeah, I love it.
Is that how you set up your date night stuff?
I gotta go on dates first. No, I haven't been on an actual legit date in a long time.
Hear that, ladies? He's single.
Are you ready to
move? What?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling. I got an album to worry about.
That's what artist says. And then they be dating on the side. So I don't know.
You date on the side?
Y'all ever come across my Tinder? They'll never talk about it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't use it.
Delete it.
You know you use Bumble. That's the new thing.
I love Bumble.
I know you do. I don't know.
You have
Hinge
Bumble,
is my
huh?
favorite, though.
What is Bumble?
She doesn't need to be on Bumble.
Hinge.
Same thing.
I deleted all of them, but Hinge was my favorite.
The move on Bumble, apparently.
Yeah.
They make a move on me.
It's owned. It's like curated by a woman, so she made.
Oh, I use was it Coffee and Bagel?
Shimingo?
Coffee.
Have you heard
what?
Of that one?
No,
that was on Shark Tank.
Cute.
It was on Shark Tank.
So it's like you ask somebody for a coffee and a bagel?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, everybody's first day is like, do you want to go get coffee?
Oh, and so a bagel. Like,
yeah.
It's whack.
Apparently, it's corny to the people that are watching
the
show.
Look it up.
Because Cam Archer, everybody's heard Sailor Moon. Everybody knows it goes down.
Oh.
Damn.
Everybody heard Sailor Moon. But yeah, no, yeah. No, I don't use dating
No time
sites.
For dating.
Oh, yeah, he's chilling.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. But yeah, you definitely should do that cinema
Abstinence.
Night. Oh, my goodness. I can't.
He's getting right with the Lord.
Jesus. Jesus is all I need.
He's going to get mad at us.
Please, no. Yeah, I'm like, don't bless my fuck, Jesus.
But, yeah. No, yeah. No, I'm chilling. I've gone on, like, dates, like, beginning of the year, but nothing, like, serious where it's going to be, like, a relationship.
Do you want to be serious?
No, he's chilling.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm good now. There's a person.
Aw.
Well, like, if you listen to the album, like, that's kind of, like, what happened.
Like, I was gonna ask you.
What,
okay, so yeah, we can get back into it.
What
yeah.
really inspired you making this album?
It was getting good though. Why'd you go back?
Well, I'll touch base on it again. No, yeah. Well, so Leap of Faith has always just been like, ever since I told my mom I want to drop out of college, mm-hmm. and kind of just work, but also do music to work at that.
Yeah.
That itself is just like a leap of faith. You know what I mean? That's what a lot of people do. Is like, oh, I'm gonna quit. Like when people quit like their job to do American Idol, like that's a huge leap of faith. You know what I mean? So that concept's always just been super in my head. And then I play a lot of video games. So like Assassin's Creed, there's a thing you do called a leap of faith. where like you're jumping from the top of a building into like a hay bale.
Hay bale, yeah.
Yeah. But like that's so always like, been a concept that's
what
in
are
my head.
What are some of the themes? I guess like one of them being about you, this girl you're talking about right now.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
Was that on Fall Away?
Well, yeah. So me letting go of that person.
Okay. Cause is Fall Away.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like that goes into Glide. Yeah, when I'm actually screaming and you hear like the sounds of like the sky and whatnot. Yeah, that goes into Glide because I'm, yeah. Because at the end of Leap Down, I added in that skit where I'm supposed to jump with this person together. I jump, she doesn't.
Yeah.
And then I go through the sky into. Yeah. Right. So the concept, though, visually, I've always wanted to, it like be a picture of me leaving my own personal heaven/comfort zone. Into the earth or to come do like God's work or whatever I'm here to do or like my purpose. Yeah. Yeah.
So that didn't answer my question. So you were dating somebody and what happened?
So back in, back when we started like in October, one of my best friends, I'm not going to say her name, but one of my best friends like growing up, like in church with and all that, I met her when I was 14. She was always like the perfect like template, I guess, if you want to put it that way, of like who I should like be with. But I think it's more so me like being super infatuated with being equally yoked with somebody, whether it be like as a person or in faith. Or so she's always been that person that I've seen that way. And then when she like showed interest back, I like lost my mind because I was like, yo, you've always been the person I've like wanted to, you know, be with. That's crazy. Or even just like the type of person. So the fact that you would want to be with me hypes me up. We're not together. So, no. We're super cool. This is one of my best friends. But October, so November, December.
It is possible to be friends with.
Yeah. I mean, it's easier for me because I just push people away. So, but.
Yeah, you are a Sag.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You do self-sabotage
I mean,
a lot.
No, yeah. But it's just super easy for me because, like, at the end of the day, as long as you're good.
I feel
know
like
I mean?
I self-sabotage too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why? I don't know why y'all do that.
Why?
No, yeah, no. I no. To me, it's just like if you're doing okay, like as long as you're happy, I'm happy. I can find happiness elsewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like God's gonna open up something else that's not, because if this doesn't work out, then it's obviously not God's plan, God's will, or wasn't meant to be.
So, what is the perfect template? Like, describe that.
Just being equally yoked with somebody, being somebody that's like doesn't find me annoying and like awkward.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Because I'm just like, yeah, I'm just super random. Well, you guys have seen that already. I'm like super random. Mm-hmm. But somebody that's just like in church as much as I, or mm-hmm. holds me accountable, is not afraid to be like, hey, like you're slipping.
Yeah.
Or like, that's not you. Or I used to get like very easily depressed as well. So people that can like read that and be like, yo, like what's wrong? That like that type of person.
Oh.
But also just like super independent in themselves as well. Because like, I wouldn't want to be in a relationship where, like, we're kind of, like, pulling through it
too
together.
Independent.
Like, you could, like, if you're both independent, like, so, the story in the Bible about two oxes pulling a wagon, okay? One ox is stronger than the other, so eventually the one that's slower is going to slow down the one that's strongest.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're both equally yoked and they're both as strong, they're both going to pull that wagon together. Like, I've always put that story into like okay. every relationship and friendship that I go into, and yeah, so that's like, yeah,
I think it's a good description of a girl.
Yeah,
okay. Woman,
a woman. Should I would date that woman too? That sounds great.
Yeah, but yeah, that like we swore we're gonna like we like planned like a future together, wanted to get married, talked about the whole thing,
right?
Come like towards the end of December, because we're like, okay, this 3 months where he's going to build each other up, plan this whole thing, and then come January 2019, if we're ready, we'll make it official. And then, like, a week before, like, the year ended, she was like, I can't do this. And I was just like, all right. Got, like, super in my feels, and I just started writing the album.
Nice.
So shout out to her.
Inspiration.
Like, she knows, too. Like, she knows, like, she's a big piece in the whole thing.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Does she love it, or?
Does she have the track?
Yeah, she heard the whole album already.
You like sent her the rough draft, didn't you?
Before, yeah. Well, because we still hang out pretty often. Uh-huh. So I'll be like, oh yeah, this is what we worked on the studio today.
Well, shout out to her.
So what are some other themes on this album?
on like the album, like the concept, or like,
I guess just what other things that you talk about, you know?
Like on Are You Okay, that song fits me perfectly as a person, because I'm very like, you know me, like I'm super like out there, energetic and like positive, but like I'm very depressing. Like I'm super like, I'm an extroverted introvert. I like to put it that way.
That's a good
like thing. I'm very like to myself, and like I struggle with like depression and all that. And usually people can read when I'm like out of it, because I won't speak to nobody. I'm not like how I usually am. So people usually ask like, "Are you okay?" Then yeah. So writing that song, it fits me perfectly because it's a very depressing subject, but the beat is so like uplifting and feels positive when it's just a very depressing subject. Yeah, that's like, that song like suits me best as like a person, and like discovering like who I am and all that.
What was the writing process like? Were you like?
Usually the way me and Ogosh will work is he'll just be making a beat, or I'll have a concept in my head, so I'll start writing to just something like whatever fits my mood. So like for a lot of this album, I would just listen to certain songs that put me in that mood, and I would take that song to Ogosh, be like, "Hey, let's do something using these sounds," and just match the BPM or change it up like a little bit, and then we'll go from there. So like I listened to like a lot of Mac Miller and Anderson .Paak and John Bellion.
John Bellion.
Yeah. Yeah. So like just a lot of just like just people that super like inspire me and get me in the mood to write. So yeah, I used to just write to these other songs or come up with the concepts and just take it to Ogosh, and then and then there would be sessions where I would have like Cam or Nicholas Gray with me if I was like, "Hey, like I'm kind of stuck on like what I want to say here, like this is how I want to put it, I'm not sure what words to use," and then they would like step in.
They ghost wrote for you?
What?
They helped me write. I gave them their credits.
Damn.
The credits are there.
Cool. Hey, Mike. The credits are there.
The writing credits are there.
Mike, do you know something that we don't dope. Know?
No, that's like cool. Sometimes as an artist, you do get stuck, and not a lot of people are willing to accept.
No, yeah, I kept my circle super like small for like the process, and like those are my brothers. So like when really I need to help with something, it's like, "Hey,
probably the perfect artist too."
Yeah,
especially being from the same area.
Yeah,
and friends.
Well, like
and friends.
Oh, like I was telling like Allie earlier, like I'm around like Cam and friends often, and they're in their collective called OE.
Oh, he did say that.
But you're the honorary member.
I'm not.
No, he's not part of it.
Because they get mad about that. It's a touchy subject.
Yeah, we're not gonna get into that. No fights here, guys.
Sorry. No, yeah, but no, those are my brothers. I get along with all of them. But
it's dope.
No, yeah, I'm not a part of OE.
Since you brought it up, why aren't you part of the collective?
Because I don't write for myself. Because I don't write for myself.
Cam,
so no.
Let's not talk about it.
Cam's getting really mad over there on the side. I see it in his face. He's fuming. Guys. You should see.
Yo, so the homie Eugene O'Neill, replied to Cam on Twitter the other day, because I was having my album listening here at Sirius, and then Cam was doing a show in Pomona that night, and I was just like, "Cam, you had to throw a show." It's not my look, man.
Oh, you switched your date sincere?
Because I had a private listening for just like friends and family on the 3rd, but I canceled that, but already had one planned on the 9th for like everybody, like the one like just like friends was just literally like a couple friends I invited that are like family friends, and then whoever worked on the album. Then what I was going to do here was just open invite for everybody.
Oh, that makes sense.
But then Cam threw a show. Well, yeah. It worked out.
Do you think that was on purpose?
Yes.
Man.
I'm just kidding. No.
How can
damn
we?
Damn, Cam.
Just ask Cam which event was more successful.
No, you know what's funny? But that's kind of cool, because like I remember being at an event and I was just like, "Oh, why can't, you know, one of my close friends come?" Because it's hard when all your friends are artists and everybody's busy, so it's gonna happen multiple times, but it's a good sign that you're like, "Damn, my like, friends are doing
granted,
shit
we
too.
Still text each other during those events
of course
too.
You do you're like, "I miss you."
It's more just like, "Yo, we're gonna play Smash Brothers, your buns," but this usually your them buns. Telling me that, but
what did you say?
Your buns.
Oh, I thought you said something else,
but yeah,
that's what I said.
Yeah, I forgot where this is going, but yeah, just Cam and Nick, whenever I need to help, they were there.
That's nice.
I like the hooks mainly. Like I wrote all the verses myself. I think the only songs they didn't touch were "Leap Down" and "Come Back Home." Everything else is just like, "Hey, let's write this together, or like, what do you guys take on this concept? And
yeah. Leap Down is dope, man. Mm.
Thanks, bro.
Congratulations.
Yeah, like Let Go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Move that song's doing like, yeah, shout out to Propaganda, too. Landing that feature helped a lot.
What's your favorite track right now?
Earthbound.
Mm.
Song's very funky. Oh. It's very funky. I'm just in my back on the verses, and it just flows just with the content wise. But yeah, Earthbound is like my favorite. But yeah, shout out to Propaganda. No, yeah, yes. Landing that feature was a big thing. Even meeting Propaganda, because I grew up listening to his music, and I go to church conferences every year.
Nice.
So I've seen this dude like on tour before, and I've mm-hmm. seen him like listen to his podcast. Like, I've always been a fan, and I've seen him like do spoken word stuff at churches. Mm-hmm. So the homie Triune, he knows Prop personally because they were in the Tunnel Rats together in the 90s.
Wow.
And then he was like, "Hey, no Prop, like I want to connect you guys." Like, he told me that on a Saturday, texted me Sunday. He was like, "Hey, Prop wants to meet Thursday." So within that same week, so end up meeting Prop. And Prop kind of helped with the process of understanding the difference between and being a regular just artist and being a Christian hip-hop artist. And he actually talked me out of wanting to be a Christian hip-hop artist.
That's dope.
In a good way, because yeah, that's not who I am. And I also don't want to put myself in a bubble.
Exactly.
And he was telling me like the difference between like him and like Annie Mignon, Lecrae.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those dudes have to be very cautious on like what they talk about and what they post, and
Derek too.
Because they're held to like a certain standard and right. on a pedestal.
Yeah.
But Propaganda, like, that's his name, like, so it's the controversy comes with it. Where like he's super like strong in his theology and whatnot, mm. and like everything like the word says, but like there's still songs where he doesn't like talk about God or yeah. talks about political views, and or like even with this podcast, yeah. and he's like, if you don't like it, like, okay, well, you know what I mean, like, but yeah, Latin that verse was crazy to me, like super, like meant a lot, and yeah,
dope.
That's amazing.
I do like Lecrae's new song though. I know that's off subject, but
no, I was actually gonna send release. Let Go to Lecrae. Be like, hey, that's good. No, because there's a lot of because this album, I want to like remix a lot of the songs and work mm-hmm. with different people, yeah. kind of like what Lil Nas is doing with Old Town Road, but not really though. But yeah, I just want to remix and work with people, because like getting that Prop feature showed people I was like serious, so it's cool, and I'm super thankful for like him. And
we need more remixes.
Yeah, that's a what me and Mike. Friend. That's what me, Mike, and Thasco were talking about.
Good friend told me that we need more IE remixes.
That's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
I thought he said so Jam Sport for some reason.
Nah. What are you guys doing over here?
And I was laughing. I can't see.
But you have a beautiful face.
No, I made a face.
Oh, yes. Let's make this face again.
I was trying Adam, to.
Adam, what face did she make?
She made A face.
Oh, A face.
Like.
What?
She made A face.
What did Shout out to Phantom Threat. Sorry. Real quick.
I think it was just a serious face. Whoever let me smoke that pen. Yeah.
Mike. But honestly, your facial expressions are everything, Liz. That's why when I see your little sister, okay. I'm like, oh my God, that's so your little sister.
That's nice. Thanks.
Because you're welcome.
I'm sorry.
But take it away. But yeah, that Propaganda feature meant a lot, so... Yeah, I'm glad you like the album and the song.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite song? You said Let Go.
Let Go.
Let Go right now.
Hey. Yeah.
It was Leap Down.
Too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the song. That's the jam, guys.
No, I'm going to pick Let Go. You change your song. You change your favorite.
Yeah, that's
what?
A slap.
What are you saying?
Or like my ultimate goal is like, if you guys listen to Soundflick Pod, you guys know, like, I met John Bellion and got to, like, rap for him and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My goal is to, like, remix that song with John Bellion if he ever hits me back. Because I sent him the album and his email and all that. So if he hits me back, I'm be like, hey, let's remix this.
With
so.
Let Go?
Yeah, I want to remix Let Go nice. With John Bellion. Because when I met him, that's the first I rapped for him. Because originally Let Go was just me and Nick.
Wait, but I don't know the story that you guys shared on.
You have to listen. It's a long
story.
It's a long story.
What's the short version?
Went to John Bellion concert. He had VIP. I went to VIP. Part of VIP, he was like, hey, I started my own label. I want to meet people that are creatives. So he's like, I'm going to pick people at random. He picked me at random. I got to rap for him. And I was basically jamming with him and his whole band.
What?
Rapping. Did my thing. His head of security gave me his email. And he was just, John was just like, send me what you have. And then after tour, we're going to listen to it. And if I hit you, then I hit you. And the rest is, yeah. That's so, crazy. Yeah, I can get a phone call in like a week that could change everything. So, which is cool, but also very anxiety driven.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's That's a short crazy. Version.
Yeah. I guess the long version one must have been really, really long.
That was just me giving all the like details.
All the little details.
Like 15 minutes longer.
Oh,
like
okay.
10 yeah. minutes longer. Was, yeah. If I'm going to tell the story, I'm going to tell the full story.
That's
like
dope, though.
Everything that had to happen to like have that moment. But yeah.
Was that recently?
That was July 12th. That was the day of the concert.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
So it was very recent.
Very recent. Yeah. That's dope, though.
Yeah. It was cool. I enjoyed it. Especially meeting somebody that like helped you through your process of like writing an album or someone that inspired you. Mm-hmm. So for sure. For sure. For sure.
Nice. So before we go, I know you mentioned earlier that you're going to Brazil.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So my my pastor is Eddie Algueira. So he's in the 80s and 90s, he was a 2-time world champion skateboarder.
Damn.
He's in the Skateboard Hall of Fame.
That's lit.
Knows Tony Hawk, Eric Austin, like all those dudes. So he asked me to go with them to Brazil because they're planning a mission trip. But my purpose of going is a little different than like the rest of the worship teams. Granted, I know how to play bass, but he wants to use me music-wise. As far as, like, during the day, he's going to be at skate parks doing demos and all that. Mm. So my goal during that time is to be able to just rap and perform to gather a crowd at the skate parks. And then at night, I'm going to be opening up for him every single night at the churches that we go to and that he's speaking at.
Whoa.
So I think the biggest church we're hitting is, like, 3,000, 4,000 people. So Brazil's going to be crazy. I'm hyped. Got my passport and everything.
When is this?
I'm going to be gone September 19th through the 29th. So I'll be gone for 10 days touring in Brazil.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I paid for my flight and all that. Guys. Everything else is covered. So, yeah. It's going to be super hype.
Damn.
Yeah. So, before we let you go, we always ask some essential questions.
Okay.
And I don't know why you're laughing.
Essential
over here, but I'll ask the first one. So the first one is the music baby question.
Say it one more time.
Music baby question.
Music baby? Music oh, man. Baby. Okay.
So if you could put any artist into the room, dead or alive, to create a music baby, what artist would those be?
You know him, say John Bellion.
Yeah. I did know.
John Bellion.
John Bellion.
My friend was just like, if he was like Mexican, his name would be Juan Bellion.
That laugh.
Yeah, John Bellion.
Like, why he's laughing?
50 Cent. I grew up listening to a lot of 50 Cent, 50 and he's the reason why like I like John harmonizing so often. Because he used to harmonize about killing people. It was crazy.
That shit is Kelly.
I'm choking her water.
What was that?
She was trying not to choke on her water.
Thank you. Spit out the waters. I had to make some weird noises. That's the theme, remember?
But yeah, no, yeah, 50 Cent is like... Yeah, listen to a lot of G Unit, 50 Cent. But yeah, so for sure, those two guys.
John Bellion and 50 Cent.
John Bellion and 50 Cent, yeah.
And you what or the just them?
With me. It'd be dope to collab with all of them, though.
Damn,
that'd be 50. A weird collab, but I would love to like make that happen. It'd be crazy.
Probably work.
All right. Second question.
What's up?
Let's say I met you, never heard your music, didn't know who you were, we didn't have mutual friends.
Yeah.
And you were telling me you do music, right?
Yeah.
So what would be the song that you would choose to introduce your artistry to me, and what would the setting be while I listen to this track?
Leap of Faith, the intro song to the album, because that's very like in my bag and kind of shows the vocal ability. The setting, I feel like we would just be in a coffee shop and I'd give you some headphones.
What?
I'll just give you my headphones to listen to the song.
Headphones. On. Coffee and a bagel type of thing?
Mm-hmm. I'm a coffee snob, actually. I'm into pourers and drip systems and I have a French press at home that I make my cold brew with. Yeah.
God damn, I didn't coffee even guy. Know this.
Yeah, I go to Augie's pretty often. Yeah.
No Starbucks for you.
Only when I need it.
What about Coffee Bean?
There's no Coffee Beans near me, so I don't go. Mm-hmm. I've been to Coffee Bean maybe like a handful of times.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Well, we appreciate you.
Hey, thanks. Sincere. No, yeah. Thank you guys. Yeah. I appreciate you for having me.
And I'm glad we finally got to schedule this. And make this happen.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks to Mike. Serious Cartoons Records.
Hey, shout out Phantom and Gilead, my guys. Hey.
They be running this over here in the IE San Bernardino.
Come visit.
Doing Drop a lot by. For the
community. Having a 2-year anniversary on the 24th. Hey.
I'm like looking around and I seen it come such a long way. I remember when Phantom Thread would be posting on his stories building this, which is the vinyl holder. I don't know what you guys would call it.
Vinyl holder.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna call it vinyl holder.
Vinyl holder.
So I bought my Jackson 5 Christmas album here, guys. That's really? My favorite album. Wow.
I do see I Michael Jackson here. Over there.
That's my yeah, few that's my randoms. Favorite like holiday album.
I love it. I see Star Trek, guys.
I bought Forest Hills Drives here too because nobody likes Forest Hills Drives for whatever reason.
Y'all had Forest Hills Drive here?
Damn. And they also do shows here, guys. They do. They make sure you follow them on Instagram. And talking about Instagram, what is your social
media? AYE Sincere on everything. AYE _ Sincere because some chick has it on Twitter. Stupid lady. But she hasn't used her Twitter since 2011. I just DM. What?
You lurked.
Because I was like, who the hell has my name?
Why don't you DM her and say, can I buy your page?
She hasn't used it in 2011. So I'm just like, deactivated. She's never going to check. So I'm just like, Twitter, can you fix this?
Did you really?
I've actually reported her page so that I could. I want that name. I'm tired of the underscore.
We'll all know how he'll get that page, you guys.
That's fine. I'm cool with it.
You know, I'm going to report it for you. Don't you?
Please. Everybody go to AYE Sincere on Twitter. Some girl that hasn't used it since 2011. Report her page so they can take it down.
What was the
last thing
that she tweeted? What was it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You guys want to find out together?
Let's find out. Let's
do it. It's probably something stupid like got my hair did.
Eating bagels.
Got my hair did.
Or something very inspirational.
Something about feet, Husky Walker.
Maynard. Feet? No, that's Maynard. Shout out to Maynard, the guy with the feet fetish.
Look, that's her. Look at her picture.
She's cute.
She's not. Wait, what's this is 2012. She's
cute. I respect the honesty here.
Oh, wow. She's like, follow my new Twitter, Sincerely Made. Please and thank you. You're trash, whoever you are.
Why did she have two Twitter?
That account's suspended too, though.
Fuck.
Yikes.
You hit limbo, bro. The wrong account.
Hit limbo.
Yeah. No, yeah, everything's.
Shit. I bet you now when they hear this episode, they're all going to go follow her now.
No, yeah, AYE _ Sincere, guys, on everything. But album drops on the 30th, but I'm sure this is dropping afterwards, so. Hit me up and let me know what you guys think about it.
Yeah. Listen to that.
Yeah. On all might platforms. Drop it sooner.
All platforms. Sweet. On everything.
Spotify.
So, Spotify, Apple Music. Go to my Spotify though, because I'm trying to get these numbers up. I'm actually
You hear that, iPhone users?
I'm about to hit my 5K on monthly listeners on Spotify, so I'm hyped. It's all organic too. Shout out to Propaganda, because that feature helped a lot. Got us on a hella playlist. Hella, because the Christian community. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We got a lot of Christian gospel. We've got a lot of Christian gospel playlists. But yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. Cool.
Send that link. But